Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. With the start of in-classroom instruction in city public schools still set for this coming Monday, it's becoming apparent there's going to be a teacher shortage. So the plan is to scrounge up some replacements in a hurry, maybe as many as 2,000, as Glenn Schuck reports live from the Bronx this morning. Glenn?
Well, that doesn't settle any nerves of the UFT, apparently, Lee. Even with those reinforcements, they're saying it's not enough. But teachers keep camping out in front of schools all around the five boroughs in protest. They did yesterday. They will again today here at the Grace Dodge High School, where I am this morning in the Fordham section of the Bronx. Teachers and parents are nervous. Here's a teacher in Queens.
It's creating a lot of anxiety for all the teachers because it's a lot of unknown, right? It's a lot of uncertainty.
Let's hear from UFT President Michael Mulgrew on the teachers now testing positive for the virus. 55 of them, in fact, so far. He says they're already back into the class.
Just the testing last week, the fact that we had people coming back days after they were tested is literally what those doctors who were working with us were afraid of.
But the mayor says, Lee, these 55 cases still means the transmission rate among educators still extremely low at 0.32% and that they can handle it.
Some people will test positive, and those folks will immediately get support. They'll be helped to get home to safely separate. The contact tracing will go into effect right away.
But now just 6 days until classroom instruction begins. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here in the Fordham section of the Bronx.
The latest all-out campaign to legalize marijuana in New Jersey will be hitching a ride on the social justice movement, as John Montone reports this morning. John?
Lee, for years, New Jersey lawmakers have kicked the cannabis down the road. But this year, the legalization of recreational marijuana will appear on the November ballot. Advocates, including the ACLU, say police are still arresting 100 people a day for possessing pot, and most of them are minorities. But while polls show that most voters in this state favor legalization, a coalition called NJ Can 2020 also says a lot of folks here believe pot is already legal. And so in a virtual and social media campaign, they will refer voters to the mail-in ballots, reminding them to vote yes. John Montone, 1010 Winds, live in New Jersey.
In case you've been wondering what Anthony Weiner's been up to, he is now gainfully employed in the private sector as CEO of a company called Ice Stone, based in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Ice Stone makes countertops made from recycled glass and cement. In an email to the New York Post, Weiner explained that Ice Stone is an amazing company that's been through a lot and is hanging on and is doing that rarest of things, manufacturing in New York City. Weiner's had some serious problems in recent years that we don't need to go over again this morning, but it does seem like he's a good fit for Ice Stone, since the company's website says, "We hire the homeless, refugees, and train the formerly incarcerated." And Weiner, of course, fits into that last category. Orders were issued to move homeless people out of the Lucerne Hotel on the Upper West Side, but now those orders have been put on hold until the matter can be reviewed, much to the dismay of many of the people who live near the hotel.
Mayor de Blasio said he wants to make sure everyone is treated with dignity. The Lucerne is on West 79th Street off the corner of Amsterdam Avenue. Attorney Randy Mastro, who represents the Upper West Siders who think the Lucerne isn't a proper place for the homeless, still says he's confident the city will move them out by the end of the month. But this woman agrees with the mayor.
You have to treat human beings like human beings. You can't just treat them like animals where you're going to shift them from shelter to home to foster home to shelter. They deserve to have a place to take a good shower and eat a good meal.
She said the Upper West Side should be a welcoming place for the homeless. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds on West 79th Street.
The Rent Stabilization Association, which represents landlords, is warning New Yorkers won't be safe in their own apartments if the city council eliminates criminal background checks for prospective renters, as has been proposed. The association's Frank Ricci says this could allow drug dealers, sex offenders, and people with a history of violence to move in next door.
The ability of an owner to do a criminal background check is a very, very important tool for owners to ensure the safety of the existing tenants. Why the city council wants to take this valuable tool away from owners is ludicrous. It makes no sense whatsoever.
The city council committee will hold a virtual hearing on that bill today. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.